True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We only ends up with a touchdown in the season opener on Friday night. And when you saw Worthy go down, you may be thinking, oh, well, this is not only Hollywood Brown, but this is going to lead to way more targets for Travis Kelce. And it just simply did not.
I guess my question is pretty simple. I am fearful as it relates to Travis Kelce. Not that he won't be a productive player or one of the top, I don't know, four most productive tight ends in the NFL, but that his days of being Travis Kelce target monster are dead, because they have now had, due to injury, multiple games, including a half a season last year and the first game of this year, that when the top guy went down, the majority of the targets for a very brief period of time went to Travis Kelce last year until it switched to Xavier Worthy. And in this last game, Xavier Worthy went down and he just started throwing to Hollywood Brown. Travis Kelce was not targeted in that game.
Four targets, two catches. Had the one also near the goal line where he stopped his route. I think a miscommunication with him and Patrick could have been a touchdown. But four targets is all he had.
So four targets for Travis Kelce, a guy who on average at tight end gets a historically high number of them compared. So look, it doesn't have to be better than the number one wide receiver. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. But last year he had 87 targets. Or I'm sorry, last year he had 97 targets. And you're like, oh, that's not very many. He's had seasons where he had 110, 105, 103. 97 is not way below his number. But the idea last year on average, but the idea that wide receivers keep going down, and it seems like his target share is going down with it.
We talked about targets in the offseason.
That
though, man.
Part gets very confusing to me, because this would seem like a logical thing. Xavier Worthy went down. What do you do? I don't know. Target Travis Kelce a ton. Yeah. So is he getting covered in a way, and I'll ask Nate Taylor, who joined us at 1, is he getting covered in a way in which the target monster part is just not something they're going to be able to do because teams are just going to test your ability to get it to Hollywood Brown, or is this just... they're not going to target him as much because that's not part of the play.
Well, I thought that's what you guys brought up yesterday. He had a 10% win share on his routes. Like, nobody was getting open, including Travis Kelce, which made what Patrick Mahomes did. The fact that they were in the game was ridiculous because nobody,
was just hitting everybody.
Even Travis Kelce couldn't get open. Like, nobody could get open.
He had the best win rate of anybody on the team, and it was still only 10.8%.
And they still only gave him four targets.
I understand you're saying it because of the Worthy injury. Hey, should that have automatically led to more targets? And maybe it will as we get to now week two. But in the offseason, way back when we were doing, we were kind of guessing what numbers were going to be and all that, I think we thought the targets, or at least some of us on the show, thought the targets were going to go down for him. Now, because of the Worthy injury, I don't think he's going to just get four targets on average every game the rest of the season. There will be some games where it ramps up.
Seven, eight target games, right?
If we're doing the fun game of on pace for after 1 week, he's on pace for 68 targets and 799 yards and 17 touchdowns. That would be the pace.
Would I take that? Maybe
after 1 week for Travis Kelce. But no, I get what you're saying. I think what'll be interesting is, do we think Hollywood Brown is going to consistently lead this team in targets while Worthy and Rice are both out? He had 16 targets.
That's part of what
I'm talking about. And he still didn't get
quadruple.
He still didn't have 100 yards. Right?
Then Hollywood? I thought he had exactly.
Was it right at 100 or was it just under?
I think it was 10 for 100, wasn't it?
Right at. Okay, so he was right on it. 10 catches, 100 yards, 16 targets.
They rechanged the stat.
What is it now?
It was 10 for 100 when they listed in the game. It's 10 for 99.
Okay, so.
So close.
He didn't have 100.
It was just funny the way you're talking.
He didn't have 100 yards on 16 targets. That's pretty crazy.
I just think if things are happening near the line of scrimmage and we're dinking and dunking, and I'm just telling you right now, there's no universe for me in which Hollywood Brown, based on their current offense, should get quadruple.
But who's the guy that steps up? Because
the number
Cody,
of targets over Travis Kelce. That's crazy.
But think about it.
It could be 7 to 13.
But he wasn't getting open. Like,
well, yeah, he's not getting open. Neither was Hollywood Brown.
No, but here's the thing. I think it's not just that he's not getting open. It's if you're a defense, think about it. If I tell you that Rice and Worthy are not on the field, and I've got Kelce, I've got Brown,
and it's third and five,
Thornton, and Juju, where are you devoting most of your attention?
I'm still probably putting on Kelce.
Right. And I think that's what's happening or happened so far in week one of the season.
We're going to make you beat us with somebody other than Travis Kelce. Because isn't...
Do teams still do that, though? That's what I'm asking. And again,
Travis have like 100-plus yards in the second game they played last year? Or the...
Yeah, he had
that super
70,
long game where he just ran out of gas, I think.
Uh-huh. He ran like 75. He averaged like 75 yards. He had like a game where he had like 50 yards, and he had a game where he had like 90 yards against the Chargers last year.
Yeah, I think so they're just over Travis Kelce entirely. Like, we could live anybody else other than
Kelce
him.
Kelce had one game over 100 yards last year, and that was against Tampa in overtime. He had 16 targets in that game. He only had double-digit targets last year in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games.
Still, that's a good chunk of the season,
so,
even with the wide receiver.
So
I'm just saying, like,
targets
are going to be less
the
than
four,
that.
I mean, the four targets he had last year, last game would have put him... In line, he had a 3-target game against Cincy last year, and then he had 2 games where he was targeted 4 times. It would have been like the second fewest targets he's had a game in 2 years.
And they had no Xavier Worthy and had to change their game plan that moment. It just feels like, well, we got to change things, and now we're screwed. Just throw it to Kelce.
Yeah.
Used to be the like great glass in case of emergency.
But let's be real. As much as we all agree, he's in great shape, and I still think statistically he's going to end up with a very nice season that'll make him a top 5 tight end in football. We have to still be honest about the situation. He's not the exact same player he was 5 years ago. He's 35. He'll be 36 in next month. Actually, less than a month.
Happy birthday. He's had one before.
To your point, Cody, about the... If they're going to dink and dunk, though, if you were to say, hey, they're going to dink and dunk their way until Rashee Rice gets back, you would expect Travis Kelce to be a big part of the dinking and the dunking that goes on, because obviously he's not going to give you the longer plays. It felt like they even when Xavier was out, it wasn't like they just shut down and didn't try to go deeper, because they had, you know, Tyquan Thorne on a couple of those targets and everything like that. But if you were to tell me they were dinking and dunking for the next couple of weeks, I would be surprised if Travis Kelce kept the pace up of just 4 catches.
Keep this up?
Do you prefer the dinking or the dunking? Which one, Drew?
I prefer dunking. I do too. I love
I'm
dunking.
I'm more on the dunking.
Yeah, than
the
dunking is so much fun.
Yeah, the dunking's fine. If they just dunked more than the dinking, they'd be fine.
Mm-hmm. I honestly,
if they dunked, then
the Chiefs should try one game where they do nothing but throw the ball at least 20 yards down the field and see what happens. We've been doing the opposite for 2 years, and I'm tired of looking at it.
I do think there is a consensus where I think watching that game, as soon as Xavier went out, I could feel just everybody's attitude seemed to be like,
oh, well, yeah.
It just depleted to not again. Not again.
The text line is mentioning part of my issue over the target stuff is, Travis can't get a target over Jason Brownlee in the red zone.
That was ridiculous. The throw also wasn't good at all. The throw wasn't near him. He didn't even give him a chance.
It goes back to we don't like the fade. I just don't like the fade in the red zone to begin with. That's just personal. I can't stand it. But also, if you're gonna do a fade, I guess he ended up being the fourth or fifth receiver by the end of the game because of injuries. But basically, your seventh wide receiver was who you went to in one of the biggest plays of the game. One of the biggest plays of the game.
Let's see if Jason Brownlee can repeat a preseason catch.
They didn't throw a fade to DeAndre Hopkins all last year, but they threw one to Jason Brownlee this year.
I agree.
I genuinely would love to sit with Andy Reid for 30 minutes. I would promise to only ask him about one play and make him explain it to me. 30 minutes, Andy, I promise I won't ask you about anything else. Nothing. I won't ask you about Mahomes or the running game, any other part of the offense. I need you for 30 minutes to explain to me why the fade in the goal line area is a good play. Because I'll be honest, its success rate as a fan who watches it is like 0.0005%.
That's because not all teams. If you have
horrifyingly bad,
that was
success rate.
But that's why you certain guys make it a much higher percentage play. Like that's why DeAndre Hopkins last year in the red zone, throw him. Just Patrick Mahomes is a good enough quarterback to give him a ball that's not going to get picked off him for him to go get.
Dude, I wouldn't even throw it to Jamar Chase. I'd rather run a regular ball.
Jamar Chase does the back shoulder throw. Like Patrick Mahomes is capable of doing that too, but they don't run back shoulder throws.
This is, in fairness, this is like 2 years. This is a 2 year old stat, so I guess it could have changed in the last 2 years. But this was a few years ago. Just 13.5% of 37 fades were caught for touchdowns in 2019, compared with 57% completion on flat routes, 42% of slants, 42.5% of out routes.
This article from just 2 years ago, Gold, it also says it is by statistics the least effective play in the passing sense in the NFL. Yeah. It is the least successful. Like, what world are we living in? Where you just tell me, like, we change and adapt and we move things around and now we're just running the least efficient play?
That's because a lot of teams are throwing it up to Jason Brownlee's. They're not throwing it up to Deion. Like, there's only maybe five wide receivers who I think highly increase your. But look, if the Chiefs had the way that they've done things in the red zone, I'm convinced if they had Devontae Adams, they would never run that little back shoulder throw that Aaron Rodgers scored. At least half of the time, because they don't do it.
I do think, though, in fairness, and this is one of those, as you said, like without sitting down with Andy or Matt Nagy or Mahomes, and Mahomes, I think, will be on the drive this afternoon. But I doubt that Brownlee was the primary option when they called it. Like I don't think the play was designed for Jason.
Yes.
My guess is, you know,
He did throw a quick,
but my guess is the first read wasn't there and he went right there. And I doubt they designed. I hope not, at least. I guess is what I'm saying. I hope that was not the primary.
Then that's on Andy and Matt Nagy, and also the throw didn't give Brownlee a chance either. So it was on everybody.
They have Patrick Mahomes, arguably the greatest improv player in NFL history at quarterback. Statistically, broken plays are 13% more efficient in the NFL on the goal line area than a fade route.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.